Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
On October 4th, 1957, this sound marked a new era in space science and set off alarms in the United States. It was 50 years ago that the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1. It was the world's first artificial satellite. The tiny aluminum sphere with four whisker-like antennas sent the beep-beep-beep signals that were picked up by ham radio operators around the planet. Joining me to discuss Sputnik 1 is Roald Sagdiev, Director Emeritus of the Soviet Institute for Space Research in Moscow. Professor Sagdiev, it's a real pleasure.
I'm happy to be part of your program.
What does Sputnik mean?
You mean the meaning of the word Sputnik in Russian language?
Yes.
Its literary translation is travel companion.
What was the significance of Sputnik in your mind?
It depends on what a particular person is doing. I'm a scientist, so I'm really impressed with a completely new horizon opened for scientists. It started with the possibility to study what's happening above atmosphere, then the moon, solar system. And astronomers suddenly discovered that the sky, the universe, in a completely new, different way. So, and at the end, with all of these new discoveries, the basic fundamental physics was enriched tremendously.
We responded by starting a space race. And I'm wondering, was the Soviet Union in the race, too?
You know, I think, first of all, it was a missile race. And then when space spectaculars became so much influential, impressive, you know, for the rest of the world, then both countries suddenly found themselves in competition who would provide more spectacular firework in space.
I found it interesting that the rocket that was used to launch Sputnik, the R-7, is still being used by Russians today.
Yeah, and not only still being used, it's absolutely best of what Russia can offer in launching department, and nobody could compete with that. The several times modified R-7 now is called, the latest version is called Soyuz 2.
What about the Russian space program now?
First of all, what happened? The overall budget for space program shrunk tremendously. If I would say 10 times, it would not be, you know, overestimation. So much fewer launches and very few new technological developments. And the second thing which is happening, Russia is trying to sell whatever it inherited from Soviets. Same Soyuz rockets, descendants of R-7, is one of the objects in trade also, and also some other launchers.
So, Professor Sagdiev, how are you going to commemorate Sputnik 1?
I will go back to Moscow for a few days, and there is a big conference organized by my former Institute of Space Research in Moscow. I served as a director for 15 years, and it would be a big international gathering. So we will see what we have learned over the period of 50 years and try to figure out what's going to happen in future.
Well, Professor, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you for your interest.
Today, Roald Sagdiev is a distinguished professor of physics at the University of Maryland. Well, 50 years ago in 1957, WAMU produced the first Frisbee. Ford introduced the Edsel. The Cat in the Hat was published. Velcro was patented. The first bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken was sold. And while Sputnik was spinning the globe, this 45 was spinning to the top of the charts. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love.